This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Hi there, I'm the Health Ranger for naturalnews.tv. Raise your hands out there if you believe that sunlight causes skin cancer. You believe that? Sunlight causes skin cancer? Aha! Gotcha. Sunlight, maybe it doesn't cause skin cancer. Maybe that's just something that you've been trained to believe by the sunscreen industry, or by the dermatologists, or by the cancer industry. Maybe it's not really true. You might think I'm crazy to talk that sunlight doesn't cause skin cancer. What if I told you the opposite? What if I said sunlight actually prevents skin cancer and other types of cancer at the same time? Would that be really wild? Well, it's absolutely true. And here in this video, I'm going to explain to you why sunlight prevents cancer and can even help cure cancer, and why sunlight alone doesn't cause skin cancer. If you believe that myth, you're about to blow your mind right here on this video. Now, why, you might ask, why would I say sunlight doesn't cause skin cancer? We've all been told that myth for so long that most of us believe it. If you lay out in the sun like this, then the sunlight UV rays penetrate your skin and they cause cancer. That's the mythology that we've been told to believe. Well, that's a one variable equation. One thing, which is sunlight exposure, causes one effect, skin cancer. They're saying one variable, one effect. But what if it wasn't one and one? What if it was actually more complex than that? What if it was an interaction between sunlight and your skin health? Or more specifically, the level of antioxidants in your skin at the moment that you're exposed to the sun? Well, as it turns out, it really is a two-variable equation. And if you look back at history, you can come to see why this is. Now, here's an image of a woman laying out in the sun. And you might think, well, she's looking a little red. I use this picture to remind you of where the term redneck really comes from. What does redneck have to do with sunlight and nutrition and antioxidants? Well, the truth is it has everything to do with all that. The term redneck came from the south of the United States, of course, during the colonial period, when the southerners experienced extreme nutritional deficiencies. Specifically, they were lacking B vitamins because they didn't know how to treat their corn with lye in the way that the indigenous Indians treated their corn to extract the B vitamins. So the colonists were deficient in B vitamins, and as a result, when they exposed their skin to sunlight, they got sunburned. The sunburn was the result of two variables. Number one, sunlight exposure, and number two, nutritional deficiencies resulting from their inability to know how to treat food before they ate it. They suffered vitamin B deficiencies, and thus they got easily sunburned. So the term redneck actually comes from this simple truth about how sunlight combines with nutritional deficiencies to cause sunburn. Now, what that means for the average person is that if you are out sunbathing and you don't have good nutrition, then you can get sunburned. And that is bad for your health. I'm not disputing that. Sunburn is bad for you. Sunburn does mean that some damage is occurring. But the way to avoid sunburn is not to put on sunscreen like this person is doing. Rather, the way to avoid sunburn is to increase your nutritional intake so that you have more antioxidants embedded in your skin, and then your skin can naturally resist sunburn, and you won't get the burn, and you won't get the increased risk of skin cancer. In fact, you will experience a decreased risk of cancer, especially if you are an African-American or you have darker skin, no matter where your ancestors are from. Now, this woman obviously has darker skin pigmentation. So there's something built into her skin, the skin pigments, that block sunlight rays. They block the UV rays naturally. You could, in fact, say that darker skin color is like having your own built-in sunscreen. Now, this causes vitamin D deficiency if you don't get enough time in the sun. Why? Because the UV rays are, of course, what go into your skin and activate your skin's manufacturing of vitamin D. And vitamin D, in case you didn't know, prevents 4 out of 5 cancers of all types. I'm talking brain cancer, breast cancer, bone cancer, prostate cancer, liver cancer, every kind of cancer that you can think of, almost 4 out of 5, actually the study showed 78% reduction in cancers just from having more vitamin D in your body. It's amazing, huh? And the vitamin D is, of course, manufactured from your skin by exposing it to sunlight. So if you're darker skin, if you have darker skin, you're going to need more sunlight exposure to manufacture the same amount of vitamin D as someone with lighter skin, such as myself. I need less exposure to the sunlight compared to this woman. So she needs to actually spend maybe 2 or 3 hours a day getting sunlight, where I might have enough vitamin D creation just from spending 15 minutes in the sun each day. Now, of course, when I go out in the sun, I'm also using good nutrition, because I want my DNA to be activated to stay healthy all throughout my skin. In other words, I want my genes to be able to resist genetic mutations caused by excessive exposure to sunlight. That's what this little animation is supposed to signify, a little DNA animation there for you. If you don't have enough antioxidants, then of course, you're going to get DNA mutations, and that is going to cause skin cancer. So once again, just to review real quickly. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food. That's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.